Spencer Rivers here with Tigers Tidbits for Monday, August 12, 2019. The Tigers played 11 games in 10 days, and it showed with defensive errors and a tired bullpen, not to mention the offense. Oh, and losing Jacoby Jones probably for the rest of the season with a wrist injury. That really hurts. On the good news front, newly acquired pitcher Edwin Jackson shined in his first outing as a Tiger since 2009. The 17-year veteran has played, he played for a record of 14 different teams in Major League Baseball. Let's hope he stays with the Tigers for a while. What we saw with Jackson the other night is what we hoped to see from Jordan Zimmermann this season, but injury after injury prevented that from happening. We had hoped to see Fulmer, Ross, and Moore, and who else in the starting rotation when the season began, and the injuries added up and just made things dreadful. Bullpen injuries now include Blaine Hardy with elbow inflammation. Hopefully surgery will not be required. That would be career-threatening. There are opinions and facts that baseball's future includes declining attendance in smaller stadiums, sad to say. Why? Well, the costs involved in going to an MLB game, including parking, it's just outrageous. Some think the game is too slow. Some think that televising the games is the problem. It's less expensive to watch the games at home and more comfortable for the average family. You take a family with two or more kids, you're talking quite a bit of pocket change there. Well, the Tigers have a rare day off this Monday and will host the Seattle Mariners starting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The lineup is Boyd, Jackson, and Turnbow in that order starting for the Tigers. It would be great if all of them stayed in the game until the sixth or seventh inning. Yeah, we'll see. That's it for now. I'm Spencer Rivers.